Welcome to your personalized podcast from Be Freed. I'm thrilled to explore something fascinating with you today. We're diving into productivity habits, but not the usual time management advice you've heard before. Instead, we're examining how power dynamics shape the way high performers actually get things done. Drawing from Nicholas Barnett's research on high-performance organizations and insights from productivity science, we'll uncover how understanding influence, hierarchy, and social capital can transform your effectiveness in ways that traditional productivity advice completely misses. Before we dive deep, let me introduce our roadmap. We're working with two powerful sources today: Barnett's 7 Business Habits That Drive High Performance, based on research across 100,000 employees in 200 organizations, and The Get Things Done book by Krogeris and Chopeler, which explores the psychology behind productivity. What's fascinating is how these works reveal that productivity isn't just about personal systems. It's about understanding and navigating the invisible power structures that either accelerate or sabotage your efforts. High-performance organizations consistently outperform peers by 25 to 40% in profitability. But here's what most miss. This isn't just about better processes. It's about leaders who understand that culture flows from the top and use that power deliberately. When Satya Nadella transformed Microsoft's culture, he didn't just change policies. He changed how power moved through the organization, creating what Barnett calls magnetic leadership that attracts aligned talent while repelling those who don't fit. The first power dynamic that shapes productivity is who controls the vision. Barnett's research reveals that inspiring visions act like magnets, but here's the crucial insight. They only work when employees feel they've participated in creating them. One Australian CEO learned this painfully when he unveiled his vision without employee input, facing cynicism that destroyed his credibility. This connects to what productivity research shows about motivation. When you understand the power dynamics around goal setting, you realize why some people effortlessly maintain focus while others struggle with procrastination. Those with influence over defining objectives, whether in their role, team, or organization, experience what psychologists call ownership bias. They're neurologically more committed to outcomes they help shape. The productivity habit here isn't just setting SMART goals, it's understanding your position in the vision hierarchy and either gaining influence over it or finding ways to genuinely connect with existing objectives. As Nietzsche noted, he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. But the why must feel authentic to you, not imposed from above. Here's where power dynamics get really interesting in productivity. Barnett found that only 36% of employees in low-performance organizations say strategies are clearly communicated, compared to 69% in high performers. But this isn't just about clarity. It's about who controls information flow and how that shapes your ability to get things done. Think about your own experience. When you're in the loop on strategic decisions, your daily productivity soars because you can prioritize with confidence. When you're not, you waste enormous energy second-guessing priorities or working on tasks that suddenly become irrelevant. The productivity research on information overload misses this crucial point. It's not just about managing your inbox, it's about positioning yourself to receive the right information at the right time. High performers understand this instinctively. They don't just manage their email with the 2-minute rule, they cultivate relationships with information gatekeepers. They know that being copied on the right conversations is worth more than any time management technique. The habit here is strategic relationship building that ensures you're never productivity blocked by lack of context. Barnett's research reveals something profound about recognition. Over half of employees in high-performance organizations feel acknowledged by senior leadership, compared to far fewer in low performers. But recognition isn't just nice to have. It's a form of social currency that dramatically impacts your productivity capacity. When you receive genuine recognition, you gain what sociologists call social capital, the ability to call in favors, access resources, and mobilize support for your initiatives. This transforms your productivity equation entirely. Instead of relying solely on your individual capacity, you can leverage collective effort. One executive's weekend retreat recognition became legendary 5 years later, creating ongoing goodwill that smoothed countless future interactions. The productivity habit here is understanding recognition patterns in your environment and positioning yourself to both receive and strategically give acknowledgement. This isn't manipulation, it's understanding that productivity is fundamentally social. When people want to help you succeed, your individual efforts multiply exponentially. When they don't, even simple tasks become unnecessarily difficult. Here's where power dynamics and productivity intersect most powerfully. Barnett emphasizes that high-performance organizations obsess over developing people, but there's a hidden dynamic. Those who get developed gain increasing influence over their own productivity environment. Development isn't just about skills, it's about building the relationships and credibility that let you shape how work gets done. Consider the difference between someone who's been seconded to high-visibility projects versus someone stuck in routine tasks. The first person builds relationships across the organization, understands multiple perspectives, and gains informal influence that makes future productivity effortless. They become what researchers call boundary spanners, people who can navigate different organizational domains and mobilize resources across silos. The productivity habit is actively seeking development opportunities that build your infrastructure. This means volunteering for cross-functional projects, building relationships with high performers in other departments, and positioning yourself as someone who helps others succeed. When you become a node in the organizational network rather than just an individual contributor, your productivity potential transforms completely. The most sophisticated power dynamic in productivity involves systems influence. Barnett found that 75% of employees in high-performance organizations believe their company continuously improves systems, compared to only 41% in low performers. But here's the insight. Those who influence system design hold enormous productivity power over everyone else. This connects to the deeper productivity research on deep work and focus. While most people struggle with distraction, those who can influence system design create environments that naturally support concentration. They're not just managing their own attention, they're shaping the attention architecture for entire teams or organizations. The productivity habit here is developing systems thinking and positioning yourself to influence how work flows through your environment. This might mean proposing new collaboration tools, redesigning meeting structures, or creating processes that eliminate common friction points. When you change the system instead of just adapting to it, you multiply your impact while making everyone more effective. Now let's make this practical. Start by mapping your current position in three power networks: information flow, who tells you what's really happening; recognition patterns, who acknowledges your contributions and whose recognition do you provide; and system influence, where can you shape how work gets done? This audit reveals your productivity leverage points. Next, identify one relationship in each network that you could strengthen this month, not through manipulation, but by genuinely helping someone else succeed. Power dynamics work best when they're mutual and authentic. Finally, choose one system or process in your immediate environment that you could improve. Propose the change and volunteer to help implement it. This builds your reputation as someone who makes things work better, increasing your future influence. Remember, this isn't about office politics. It's about understanding that productivity happens within social systems. The most effective people aren't just individually efficient. They understand how to work with and through others to create collective success. As we wrap up this exploration, remember that power-aware productivity creates compound effects that traditional time management never achieves. When you understand vision hierarchies, information currencies, recognition economies, development pipelines, and system influence, you're not just getting more done, you're changing the conditions that determine what's possible. The research shows that high-performance organizations outperform peers by 25 to 40% annually, but over time, this compounds dramatically. The same principle applies individually. When you build influence-based productivity habits, your capacity grows exponentially rather than linearly. You become someone who doesn't just execute tasks efficiently, but who shapes the environment where great work happens naturally. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the hidden dynamics of high performance. I'd love to hear how these insights land with you and what power dynamics you're noticing in your own productivity challenges. Your feedback helps shape future episodes.